On September 16, 2024, Bozeman Tenants United organized a forum for the candidates for the City of Bozeman's Local Government Study Commission. The event was held in the Boyd Room at Pilgrim United Congregational Church in Bozeman.
Wow, great to see y'all. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Study Commission Candidate Forum hosted by Bozeman Tenants United. My name is Marie Lynn, and I'm a leader in the tenant union. I am here because I believe in democracy. And it's plain to see that we need some serious changes in the way that our city government currently works so that it can function more democratically. And this is why I believe a redo of our city charter is not only timely, but is also necessary. So here's why Bozeman Tenants United is hosting this forum tonight. First, we have outgrown the current city government structure. It doesn't represent regular Bozemanites anymore, and the current city charter is actually holding us back from addressing extremists of every kind, corporate greed with out-of-state investors driving the housing crisis, evictions and homelessness, as well as other issues. Secondly, this November, we have a once-in-a-decade opportunity to elect five of our neighbors to study and rewrite our city charter to make Bozeman a more functional and representative democracy. And lastly, tenants, myself included, will not be marginalized in these decisions which affect our lives, right? So, in the weeks following this forum, our union will endorse up to five candidates who we think will best represent the interests of the poor and working class Bozemanites on this study commission. Alrighty, so I'm going to pass the mic to our MC for the night, Anya. Please give her a round of applause.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Anya, and I am a leader in this tenant union. I have been a tenant for 5 years, and I've had landlords who were unresponsive to rodent infestations, to heat being broken for 2 years, and having no smoke detector. That ain't right. That among many other problems. And at times, I felt like I should feel lucky because I have a roof over my head, and some of my neighbors have it worse than I do, and I know that that's not right. I also know that we need to change the trajectory that we're on. And I know that the only way to do that in a way that centers the people and the needs of the people is to build power and community, and that's why I'm here. I'm going to start with setting some ground rules for this forum. We have already taken questions and suggestions from a registration form, and we need to hear from many candidates tonight, so there will be no questions from the audience. There will be time to talk to the candidates after the forum, outside in the lobby. You may clap and react to the candidates' answers. And I want to pause here to hear what that sounds like, to hear what it sounds like when we hear something we like. Fantastic. With that, if you are disruptive or rude, we will ask you to leave, and you will be escorted out. Is that clear? Candidates, there will be 6 rounds of questions, and you will have 2 minutes to answer the first and the last question, and 90 seconds to answer the others. There are a lot of you, and so out of respect, you will be cut off when your time is up, and there will be no exceptions. Olive, could you raise a paddle for me, please? Olive will be giving us a paddle when there is 15 seconds left, or 30 seconds left, and when your time is out. And so there are no excuses, and I will cut you off. We will mix up the speaking order so that no person has to answer first every time, and I'll lead you through what that looks like. Well, let's get into it, shall we? All right. Drum roll for our first question. First, introduce yourself and then answer the question, what constituencies in Bozeman are you most connected to and who will you best be able to represent as a study commissioner? You have 2 minutes to start, and we'll start with you, Carson Taylor.
My name's Carson Taylor. Thank you all for coming to this. And thank you to Bozeman Tenants United for putting this on. This is maybe one of two forums, and that's all that will happen around this, I think, really important decision that gets made by the voters. But I'm running out of time already, so I better get right to it. Experientially, I am a mediator and facilitator. I've facilitated a number of discussions involving public policy, and I like to think that I can get along with anybody and that I can have a good civil conversation with anybody, even those that I disagree with seriously. I come to this particular study commission with a very open mind because I think that we all need to come at it with, let's learn from the people of Bozeman, let's learn from other people who have tried various solutions that may be put out by other people, and let's examine all of them. And for that reason, I also think that a good, rounded group of people is an important part of what we're doing. You should not vote for old guys like me, except for me, of course. But I was on the school board for 8 years. I was on the city commission for 8 years. So you combine those things with my experience as a facilitator and a mediator, and I think I bring a piece of what's needed for this commission to it, because I've been out of office for more than 6 years, and I have, I think, a pretty healthy perspective on what we did right, what we did wrong, what's gone wrong since. And I think I can add something to a group of four other people who have a different lived experience with the commission, with the city, and with their lives. And time's up.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jan Strout. So pleased to be here, surrounded by the BTU. And my pronouns are she, hers, and I live in Northwest Bozeman. I hope I'm incorporating the second question into what I've prepared, because I know we're under a tight time schedule. I have lived in Bozeman for a total of 25 years. I've cared deeply for our city and our community since I moved here in 1978, when I was in my late 20s and 30s, and have sought to make it a more fair, just, sustainable, safe, and welcoming to all residents. I've lived here and returned in 2009 and have been concerned about the changes in our community that widen inequality, increase violence, disrespect others, harm our environment, and make it unaffordable for those who work here to live here. My own life experience is a first-generation college student who worked her way through some state universities, ended up with a master's in education. I'm a survivor of gender-based violence and other forms of discrimination, recently of breast cancer, and all of those have led to my work professionally at MSU and as a community organizer. I was the founding director of the MSU Women's Center in 1982, advisor to students against sexual assault, and most recently I taught critical thinking to first-year college students in the last 10 years at MSU. I also have had involvement with a variety of human rights organizations in our community, including co-founding The Haven, the adoption of city ordinances to increase pay equity, livable wages, and more recently, a human rights resolution called the City for CEDA. I'm open to whatever we can do to create and protect our democracy and to be able to represent people who have the most need, who have the best solutions. I've been doing that all of my life, and I hope to work with four other commissioners for that same reason.
Thanks, Jen. Hi, everyone. My name is Rio Roland, and I work as a as an engineer for a company that develops renewable energy projects, wind, solar, storage, and green hydrogen. I'm also a member of the Transportation Advisory Board for the City of Bozeman. I ran for the legislature in this most recent cycle, and I am on the executive committee of the Gallatin County Dems. So those are, as well as I play Texas Hold'em down at the Cat's Paw. And so those are the constituencies that I might be most affiliated with. But I'm going to go back a step in my background. I have a master's in urban and regional planning. And my first job after graduate school was with the state of Minnesota's Local Planning Assistance Department. In this role, I served as a facilitator for a group of northern Minnesota county commissioners that felt their land use and planning authority was being usurped by state and federal environmental and land use policy. Some of these counties had 90% wetlands, and there was just not much they could do with it, with those regulations. So I worked with these county commissioners to identify what policies and regulations were affecting them in this capacity, and facilitated meetings among them and other state federal officials who oversaw the writing and administration of these rules and regulations. And what became clear is that when these rules were being written, they were not including all the stakeholders that were affected. And the result of this work was the identification of stakeholder groups for different divisions within the state, and politicians and all of the stakeholders. And creating triggers so that when rulemaking occurred, the necessary communications were taking place early on in the process with the right groups prior to advanced rulemaking. And that the experience is directly relatable to this commission process, because the stakeholder group is going to be, and getting buy-in is going to be the most valuable part of this process.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Becky Franks, and I have lived in Bozeman for over 20 years, raised my kids here, and now my grandkids live here. For the past 18 years, I've been running a nonprofit and hiring people who are primarily renting. I work at the Ridge, and I represent the community because I know a lot of people. And I think it's important for us to be able to look at the city charter as it's been offered to us every 10 years, and that the city and all of us here have decided that that's a good idea. I know something about policy. In the process of running a nonprofit, I've worked with other nonprofits as well, helping to think about how do we make decisions? What's the governance that needs to be in place to be able to make decisions? What's the flow of communication, both up and down? How is the commission listening to the employees? How is the commission listening to people? How do the voices of people get to the people who are making the decisions and signing the names? In my volunteer time, I spent 12 years on a city-county board and helped run that board so that we could make sure that we could hear the people. And I think public engagement will be important in this process. Currently, I'm the vice chair of Bozeman Health, and find it important for us to be able to work together as a community to be able to make good decisions. I am very familiar with the MCA, and in writing policy, and my most recent thing that we did was to pass a law that requires insurance companies to pay for fertility preservation for young people who have cancer. That's just one example. But I put my name in the hat because I think I know some stuff about governance, and if there's a way that I can help our community develop that in the most efficient manner, then I'd be happy to serve in that way.
Hello, everybody. My name is Wiley Phillips. I am a recent graduate from MSU, where I studied economics, and now I do economic development with Gallatin and Park counties. I was pretty lucky to fall right into using my degree outside of college. I know some people aren't as lucky, and I've been loving it ever since. But as all of you, I am a renter in town, and I do not like how much I'm paying. So I'm on all your sides with that one. So I'm connected to that constituencies. I'm connected with that one. Also, I feel like I can represent the younger demographic in this town. I don't want to call out anyone's ages up here, but I think I'm one of the youngest on the ballot. So I have that going for me. And yeah, I like to pride myself in my ability to intake large data sets and compile them into digestible information, right? And so what I looked at when running for this position is looking at the whole system of governments and how can we make it more efficient and how can we make it more transparent? Because I think a lot of people in this town have great ideas but aren't able to portray them well. So I want to represent the people, like all of you, who have these great ideas, but our government may not allow them to be heard. So, yeah, Wiley Phillips.
Hello. My name is Barrett McQueston. I am a special education paraprofessional. I have experience in substitute teaching, and I've been a manager before. And I've been a tenant here in Bozeman for the last 10 years. I am really excited about the city charter process, this city charter study process, because it is a uniquely democratic process that is guaranteed by the Montana Constitution, which is incredibly cool. And yeah, just like everybody else up here has said, it is time that we made some changes. Back in June, obviously, the voters of Bozeman decided that it was time for some changes. And what I want to do is make sure that we get it done and that we're not kicking this down the road for another 10 years. I just don't think that's acceptable. My constituency is tenants and my fellow educators, and I would like to represent, well, frankly, just the working class people here in Bozeman. That's what I'm all about.
Hi, my name is Mike Veslick. I'm currently Economic Development Director at Montana State University, and the most unique aspect of my background is up until January, I was working for the city of Bozeman. I was working for the city for almost 4 years in the Economic Development Department, did work there. I moved to Montana in 2020 because my partner is from Montana. She's the one who showed me what's so great about Montana and why Bozeman is a really special place to be. When I think of my constituencies and who I work with and who I talk to every day, it's people who work in the public sector, in the nonprofit and government space, working to try to make Bozeman a better place. Additionally, you know, I'm of an age where I have a young child. I know plenty of people with young children, people seeking to buy their first home, and talking to them and wanting to create opportunities for those people to be able to stay and to be able to live in Bozeman for the long term. I think what Bozeman needs right now is better representation, and we need people who want to serve the community and want to be on the community and are also actively living in the community. That means trying to hold jobs, trying to afford things like rent and groceries, etc. And this commission is a unique chance to do that. We are the only state in the union that requires local governments to go to the voters and ask if they still like the way that their government works. So we really need to take advantage of this opportunity. The last thing that I'll mention is that during my time at the city of Bozeman, I spent the last two legislative cycles leading our effort at the state house and putting affordable housing at the top of our legislative priority list from the staff recommendation and then the commission going on to adopt it. So thank you very much for your time and look forward to this discussion.
Great. So my name's Connor Pollock. I'm running because the cost of living here is too high, and I don't think that our city government is well equipped to handle that. I moved out here from rural Iowa in the fall of 2020 for graduate school. I don't recommend trying that. I've got a degree in physics. And I'm currently working here in town as an engineer. My partner and I have lived in the same apartment since the day we moved out here, and our rent is up 50%. Notably, the apartment has not improved. We're no closer to owning a home than we were when we moved here, and our savings is just getting eaten up by the cost of living. I don't really need to convince people here, I think, that the rent is too high or the cost of living is too high. And I don't think it needs saying that the knock-on effects of that really just cannot be overstated. But for all that our city commissioners, I believe, are well-intentioned, we are not structurally capable of addressing the problems because the town is set up in a way that doesn't have them living close to the issue. These are urgent problems, and I'd like to see them addressed. As for my constituencies, well, I'm a renter. I have done a lot of blue-collar labor jobs. Involved a lot with academic groups, weird medieval people, and also the LGBT community, of which I'm a part. Long story short, this town is pricing out the working class, and no town can survive without its working class. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for hosting the forum. My name is Deanna Campbell. I've lived in Bozeman for 37 years. I, for much of that time, was a renter. I wasn't even here a year when my husband died very suddenly, and I was without housing, I was without a job, and I was without money. We were, at the time, living in a 23-foot travel trailer at Forest Park. We had just moved there because we were about to buy a house 2 days after he died, was the closing date. But I had no income, so I couldn't possibly pick up a mortgage. And so that fell through, and we lived in a travel trailer, me and my four teenage boys, for several months until I bought a big trailer that I could park there. And so for several years, that was how I lived. And my oldest son still tells the story about me pawning the trailer in order to make the car payment. And then when the trailer pawn was paid, I would pawn the car to make the trailer payment. So it was a rough time. I know what it is to suffer. And nonetheless, I'm happy to run for this position. I have a background in executive leadership, strategy planning. I grew three businesses, and I'm a can-do sort of person. So thank you.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Spencer. I don't match the picture on your sheet there. And most of you that go to city commission meetings or watch them online are probably familiar with my face because I get up there almost every Tuesday to fuss at the city commission about a plethora of subjects. I also work full-time as a family nurse practitioner in an acute care setting. I volunteer at my daughter's elementary school. I am the Project Connect liaison, so I feel like as a study commissioner, if I can negotiate and help out kinder through fifth graders 3 days a week and solve their world problems, I can probably do a little bit of help in Bozeman. I was actually born here. I was born at the old Bozeman Deaconess Hospital. I grew up here, poor. My mom was too proud, even though we qualified for free lunches, to take them. So I sometimes often ate mayonnaise on bread as a child. And it's really hard to think in school when you're hungry. I met my husband in 2009 while I was homeless. I was living in my car and then sofa surfing. And I moved in with him 2 weeks after meeting him because he had a place to live. We've been married ever since. Constituency-wise, I think I represent a wide swath of people, all the way from working class to literally scuttling my way up that ladder into home ownership. I helped build my house with my own two hands in 2022 because we couldn't afford to fully pay out of pocket for a builder in the area. And I feel like as a working individual here with a graduate degree, I make darn good money. So if I can't afford a home, I know what it's like for others not to be able to afford a home. That's pretty much who I represent. I think this city needs a lot of change and a lot of work, and I think we've got our work cut out for us.
Fantastic. Yeah, let's give it a round of applause. Brandon, one of our members and leaders, is going to ask us your next question.
Hey, everyone. So some of y'all touched on this a little bit. But I'm wondering if you can go a little bit deeper into what experiences or skills make you qualified for the study commission. Thank you.
Jan, you will start with the mic this time.
Hi, Jan Stroud again. So glad you asked. I feel a combination of my lived experiences, which have actually been centered in the working class. I was also a union organizer. I have organized when I was in faculty role at MSU to resist a lot of the cuts to education, a lot of the gun safety issues. They wanted us to carry them and be prepared to kill, and a variety of other areas that I believe we're violating human rights. I also feel I've had a chance to work with a whole lot of different people, both in this community for the 25 years off and on, but also in other parts of the country where I've also been an advocate, an organizer, and a good troublemaker. And I feel those bring me some qualities that will add some progressive thinking. And at the same time, I've had a chance to learn from everyone that I've ever worked with. And in my hope is, as Carson said, I hope to be a part of a group of people who want to work as a team, who want to make decisions consensus, who collaborate, who trust each other, and who can have each other's backs, all while bringing our distinctive life experiences and the groups and constituencies that we represent. Thanks.
Thanks, Jen. I think I got into this a little bit with the opening question. I was born and raised in North Central North Dakota in the Turtle Mountains. I'm gay. I'm an environmentalist. My dad made his living in the oil industry. So I've always had to face defending my positions and who I am. And I think I'm really good at talking to people of all walks of life, and that could not be more important for this position. And I think truly the experiences I've had working in renewable energy development and environmental planning, especially when it comes to identifying stakeholder groups and making sure we identify all of those people to make sure that they have a say in this plan that will make or break the success of this plan. So I've also lived everywhere from Chicago to San Diego and everywhere in between. And that may be seen as a negative to some people in this community. It may be seen, I think, as a really positive for this type of role, because I have a wide breadth and diverse experience base, and knowing these different cities and how they do certain things and how they make up the government, I think would be really important for this position.
Thank you so much for the question. When I think about the skills and experience that I have that I can bring to the table, the first is to listen and engage with people. In working with the county and the city and the experience that I've had so far, I know how to reach out and ask questions and to listen to people who need to be able to hear their voice come forward. That's going to include all walks of the community, but also the people who work for the city and people who have been on the city commission and people who have been on the different boards of the city. Those will all be important. In addition to that, in the engagement of folks, to be able to work collaboratively with five others or four others to be able to come up with some decisions. How are we going to make decisions? How are we going to bring something forward that can be voted on and approved? I mentioned the policy development. We certainly need to be able to follow the MCA. We need to be able to read the charter. We need to understand charters. We need to be able to read other cities' charters. We need to understand what is best within the different opportunities and be able to learn from them and bring all that forward to the table. And then finally, develop a governance that is going to allow for voice up and down. How can the person working in the streets be able to be heard, understood by the commission as well as everybody else? How can all the issues come forward on a regular basis? And
As I touched on before, I've been working in economic development, and through this, I've had experience at the federal level of government, state level of government, and local level of government. And I'll tell you that the local level of government has more influence, in my opinion, than any of the other levels on your day-to-day life. And I think the skills that I bring to help change how that local government affects our life is I understand policy well. I understand the silly legal jargon that they use in it. And I can try to help decipher and make a little bit of sense of that to the general public. So taking that policy work and then also my experience in data analytics, I think that I can make some data-driven decisions, say that three times fast, to help make this town a better place.
Skills and experience. I would say top of the list for me. As a substitute teacher, your job, if you're doing it K-12, is to go absorb a lot of curriculum in a very short amount of time, understand it, and communicate it effectively to a group of people that do not understand it. Nobody really understands how the city charter works, not in its entirety, and that is hopefully the job of these people that are up here. We are going to understand it, and hopefully, if we're doing our jobs, we are going to communicate it back to you. As a manager, I like to keep people on task, and as a former organizer, I am an expert in facilitating conversations. I think these skills are going to be really, really useful in terms of actually communicating with the community of Bozeman and my fellow study commissioners. Thank you.
For skills and experience, I've worked at government in every level before I moved back to Montana, worked in the United States Senate, focusing on economic policy for Senator Sabinow from Michigan, also worked for Senator John Walsh, who was from Montana, and Senator Joe Donnelly from Indiana. I worked at a nonprofit that was focused on consensus building. We brought tables of people together, everyone from the Koch brothers and the Chamber of Commerce to groups representing constituencies that want to protect Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, increase those benefits. We brought them together to have conversations around the federal budget process and make that work better. So facilitating conversations. Almost four years at the city, you learn a lot from being on the inside and seeing what happens. Being a staff member who was often frustrated by the fact that I couldn't talk to the commission directly. I couldn't have direct conversations with them about the ideas that we had and what we were proposing. And then finally, a lived experience. The first job I had, I was making $33,000 a year and paying $1,100 in rent a month. So that comes out to like 35, 40, 45% of the income. I've been there. I know what it's like to feel like you're drowning and nobody's listening. So bringing those experiences to the table, and then finally looking forward, I want to be here for 50 years. I'm not interested in not being in Bozeman for 50 years. I want my daughter to grow up here and have a great life here, and I want her to have the opportunity to move back here. It's pretty cool watching my in-laws become grandparents, and I would like to be a grandparent who has my kids and my grandkids living close by too.
So my background isn't really in government or anything like that. I haven't run for office before. I haven't held office before, but I care about the issues facing this town because they are the issues facing me in my daily life. As I mentioned before, I'm watching basically every part of my disposable income get eaten up by rent. And I am no closer to owning a home than I was when I was still a graduate student making a graduate student stipend. The things that I've done with my life before, I grew up in a poor family in rural Iowa. From there, I went to Dartmouth College and got my physics degree. I came out here, and most of the time that I spent with the physics department here was spent trying to pressure them to think about the way that their systems were affecting the results. In short, there's a lot of things that you can talk about that seem like great ideas, but you know, they bias the outcomes that you're going to get in unexpected ways. I think I'm, you know, or at least I pride myself on thinking that I can analyze some of these systems. But really, my main skill is a high tolerance for reading legal documents. That's all I got.
Thank you. My experience as a landlord and as a business person has been such that I've had many opportunities to interact with the city commission, focus groups, advisory boards, city staff, and I've learned over many years that it doesn't always work so well. And sometimes it works, but many times it doesn't. So I believe very earnestly that we can look at the charter, we can look at our MCA and find ways to make our city government more representative of the people that it serves and more responsive to our local needs and local values. I do have an MBA, so I have spent many years advising companies, consulting, and solving problems, meeting with top-level people as well as all employees at all levels and working together to find real solutions.
Let's see. Experiences and skills. I've never run for any government position. I am currently the vice president of the Parent Advisory Council as well at my daughter's school. That's simply a title. We work as a group to fundraise and then also feed that money back into the school to enrich their learning experience. And we surprisingly raise a lot of money for a community of, you know, people who struggle to make ends meet. I also work really well in teams, especially in a healthcare team. You have to listen to all sides and take input, even from, from patients, their family members, other providers, and the ancillary staff to get all ideas and approach patients in a holistic manner. I think that's great when it comes to encouraging engagement from the community because it means that we're taking that input and applying it seriously to a problem that needs to be fixed. I have a good foundational knowledge of government structure, and I can definitely grow from that because I love to read and analyze information.
I spent a lot of time talking about skills, so I'm going to shift, if I may, back to constituencies. When I was on the city commission, I tried to think of myself as the mayor or the city commissioner for everyone in the city of Bozeman. And that's easy as to the most vocal. But where that led me was, who are the underrepresented people? Who are the people that don't come to the city commission meetings because they can't or because they don't see any point in it? And that led me, when I was campaigning for mayor, to go to apartment houses. And, you know, political pundits will always say, well, don't go there because those people don't vote. You're not going to get enough votes out of that. But I got quite interested in going to the low-cost housing projects, the tax credit, they call them LIGHT, I think is what it's called, and talking to people there about what their needs are, what their wants are, and what their experience was with the city. And I learned a lot from doing that. Post-commission, I paid a lot of attention to Bozeman Tenants United and what they were about, because it was clear to me that the people that come in front of the commission and talk to it are not the people that are underrepresented, and we need to find a way to meld those two things. From a skills perspective...
Carson, thank you. Your time is up. Our next question...
I clearly talk too much and don't realize how long it takes. Sorry.
Connie will be asking our next question. We'll bring the mic to you, Connie.
Thank you, Anya. My question for you is, the study commission is nonpartisan. How will you bring together the diverse community voices needs to create a charter that the voters will approve?
Thank you, Connie. And it's completely by accident, but I have a perfectly prepared response to this. As my past experience has taught me so clearly, it behooves the study commission to first identify all the stakeholder groups that in the city that should have a say in this review. Then a participation and outreach plan needs to be developed to include these groups in the major decisions we make as a commission. The success of this committee will be entirely determined by the process which it undertakes to write up an eventual proposal. The recommendations of this committee will affect everyone in Bozeman, present and future. So to have legitimacy, everyone needs to feel like they have a voice in this process. While public meetings are a good way to educate and generate ideas broadly, they tend to self-select for people who actually have time to attend them. To Carson's point, they cannot be the only way this committee receives input from the community. I envision focus groups comprised of representatives of all identified stakeholders being a powerful way of receiving input. Scientifically designed surveys of residents could also be a good way of listing ideas from a more representative sample of people in the city. And further, I believe it could be worth exploring if the committee might be able to get volunteers or paid employees to knock on doors to residents to disseminate and receive information through this process. So, and those are some of the ways I've thought that we can get buy-in and really have, make this a legitimate charter right.
Thank you so much for that question. The study commission is absolutely nonpartisan, and I can't see a place for any partisanship in the study commission. Our city, like most cities, are community-run, citizen-run. We vote for the commissioners and the mayor, and then we have the opportunity to show up and speak. And so this process is no different than that. There are a lot of ways to get input. We can do focus groups. We can have the open forums. We can go out to people who are not being heard. Where are the places where folks aren't showing up, aren't able to show up, or don't feel like they have a voice, and how do we go out and get that? I also think it's really important to reach out and figure out what is best practice, what is worst practice for a city, what is best practice to be able to get the voice, which employees, to his point, which employees are we not hearing from, so that we can understand how information flows up and down and how decisions are made. Once we get all that information, then we need to compile it and work collectively as a team to be able to come forward with an alternate plan. So there's two that we get to bring forward. Either keep it the way it is, or here's the secondary. And how do we write that in such a way that it makes sense and can be voted on? That's one way that I think it's important to reach out to the whole community.
I don't think I'm able to say Rio's answer, but that was a great start. Thank you, Rio. Perfectly prepared. Yeah. But besides that, I think the way I wanted to go about collecting information from the whole community is groups like this, reaching out to the community organizations that are, you know, taking time out of their everyday lives to form groups like the Bozeman Tenants Union, and suggest, like, hey, can the whole committee come to your guys' meeting? Can we speak? Can we invite more people from the public, etc.? And I think that would be the first place I'd start. And then outside of that, I know that in the actual written rules of these study commissions, we are required to have a certain amount of public forum meetings. So just hitting all of that and then going above and beyond and just making sure that, you know, we are really working this system to get the best possible government that we can achieve.
I mean, you guys kind of hit everything a lot, but one thing I would like to add is we live in the information age. The last time that we did this city charter study review was in 2004, in the nascent days of the internet. Communication online is a lot more effective and a lot more streamlined than it used to be. There is a real opportunity here to address people that can, like, actually get into their homes rather than relying on strictly door knocking or, like, relying on them coming to these meetings. So accessibility is going to be a really important part of this conversation, and that crosses all of the party lines. It just allows people to immediately make their voices heard online, and hopefully we can follow up, ask questions, have these conversations that are going to be so critical to making sure the city charter is actually going to be representative of the people in Bozeman.
This is a question that I think we all wanted to answer first. So Rio beat a lot of us to the punch. But one thing that I will say, we all saw on our ballot that this commission is going to cost $292,000. $292,000. You can do a lot of work with that. You can do a lot of work to engage people. But engaging people is expensive, and it does take a lot of time and a lot of effort. But if we deploy that money in a smart fashion, you can definitely reach a lot of people in town, a lot of constituencies, and a lot of different groups. One thing that I did during my work in consensus building is going out and asking questions. Not coming out with ideas, not saying, this is what we need, this is what this, that, or the other thing, you should listen to this, whatever. It is listening to what people tell you and then framing the discussion around that. And the second point that I would say, I think it's important to listen to all voices, but I think it's important to also consider the context where those voices are coming from. One thing that I believe happens at the City Commission right now is that some more entrenched voices often are able to be the loudest voices. So it's important to be able to say what Commissioner Coburn often said from the dais was, I hear you, I'm listening to you, I might not be doing exactly what you like, but that doesn't mean I didn't hear what you're saying. And so it's important to be able to say that, and important for us to be able to articulate what the vision of this commission is.
So I think outreach is key. I'm willing to talk to anyone about anything. In the 2012 election, I was 17 years old and angry that I couldn't vote by 1 month. So I spent a number of months there just going to utter strangers' houses and knocking on doors. And if that's what it takes to get people's input, then I will spend the 2 years of this commission just chasing down strangers if I gotta. But as Barrett was saying, you know, we live in the information age. There's better ways to do it. But I'm happy with chatting with a whole bunch of people, and it's what I do for probably an hour of my day every day. You see, I've got a high-energy year-and-a-half-year-old dog who needs to go to the dog park for about an hour, and when you do that every single day of the week, the way to keep your sanity is just to talk to whoever's there. So you get to know your neighbors that way, and people you wouldn't have interacted with otherwise and might prefer not to interact with in general, but you hear a whole bunch of opinions, and that's ultimately what we need for this sort of study.
Thank you. I think we've heard many good ideas about how to gather the information, and I won't add to them. I'll just agree with everyone who has pointed them out, because I'd like to focus on the importance of listening to every voice and hearing, which is more important than listening, it's actually hearing, what their needs and values are, and then the work that we do be centered around those needs and values so that our end product is something that will be agreeable to our constituents. If we spend 2 years creating something that nobody wants or understands, we will have been for naught. So I think it's very, very important to listen and create something that reflects what we actually heard from constituents. So that would be my focus. Thank you.
I don't like this chair at the end. obviously all fantastic things. I think the only one that's, you know, that I would be willing to do that's all different than that is literally setting up a table downtown and asking any single person that walks by, because we all love that person with the clipboard chasing you down going, are you registered to vote? So
I think it's really important that we come up with a solution, set of solutions to problems that we are all feeling, that everybody will then vote for and they'll get enacted. Part of that means a group of people who have different lived experiences, who have different constituencies, who can come together and unanimously, if it's possible, come up with some ideas. The starting point in my mind is who you pick. The next point is let's identify the problems as a commission and with the people of the city of Bozeman. What are those problems? Then move to solutions. And part of understanding what good solutions might be are obviously talking to everybody, but also seeing what the experience of other cities are and how that's worked out. I think one of the problems with the commission, with the school board, is you have people come up and they talk for 3 minutes, and maybe 30 other people come up, and you don't get down to the nitty-gritty of it. What I say as a mediator is I want to understand the points of view of everybody in the mediation, and I would like us as a commission to understand the points of view of everybody that comes before us in the city. And if we do have that understanding, it will work.
Great responses. Not so easy to be last on this one. I would just add to what has been said that's been very helpful is part of my background as an organizer has been to understand that people have a stake in what they help create. And if we are not trying our best to not just include people, not just only come to Bozeman Tenants Union and all United and all of the other places, we need to start there. We need to start and center those voices, those ideas, those concerns, and those solutions about what is working and not working in our community in order to achieve the goal of finding what I would call common ground. I also had experience when I was organizing, registering about 4,000 voters with a whole bunch of other folks, volunteers. We went to places that had, many people had not talked to. We were at folks that were unhoused. We were in domestic violence shelters. We were in WIC programs. We were in places that had multiple languages. We want to make sure language barriers, accessibility is built into this process, because without the best process, we cannot have the best common ground solution. And I think investing in those things are one of the ways, in addition to all of the other plans of action and representation issues, we will get there. Thanks.
Fantastic. Yes, round of applause, please. Our next question will be a different format. Each of you has been given a paddle, or rather two paddles, that has leaning yes, leaning no, and unsure on them. Do you all have those? Hold both of them up, please, if you are unsure. You will be asked about your position on four different potential changes to the city charter. And with that, I want to recognize that there is nuance to all of these. You will have opportunity to speak to that nuance in the next question, but for now, we want to know how you lean. The first question is, do you support decreasing the power of the city manager and increasing the power of the mayor in Bozeman? Show me your paddles, please. Carson Taylor is unsure. Jan Strout leans yes. Rio Roland is unsure. Becky Franks is unsure. Wiley Phillips, unsure. Barrett McQuesten is leaning yes. Michael Veselik leans no. Connor Pollock leans yes. Hard yes, I hear. Deanna Campbell, unsure. Stephanie Spencer leans yes. Great. The next question is, do you support creating electoral wards in Bozeman? Show me your paddles, please. Carson Taylor leans yes. Jan Strout, unsure. Rio Roland leans yes. Becky Franks, leans yes. Wiley Phillips leans yes. Barrett McQuesten leans yes. Michael Veselik leans yes. Connor Pollock, unsure. Deanna Campbell leans yes. Stephanie Spencer leans yes. The next question is, do you support increasing the total number of city commissioners in Bozeman? Carson Taylor leans yes. Jan Strout leans yes. Rio Roland leans yes. Becky Franks, unsure. Wiley Phillips, unsure. Barrett McQuesten, unsure. Michael Veselik leans yes. Connor Pollock leans yes. Deanna Campbell leans yes. Stephanie Spencer, unsure. Our last question here is, do you support better pay for city commissioners in Bozeman? Carson Taylor leans yes. Jan Strout leans yes. Rio Roland leans yes. Becky Franks leans yes. Wiley Phillips leans yes. Barrett McQuesten leans yes. Michael Veselik leans yes. Connor Pollock leans yes. Deanna Campbell, unsure. Stephanie Spencer, unsure. Did I get any of your positions incorrect? Fantastic. Ryan will be asking our next question. Ryan is a member of our tenant union and a leader as well. Here you go, Ryan.
Thank you. What are the most pressing issues Bozeman is facing, and how could we change the city charter to help address them?
I think there are a number of challenges in the city, and the growth is certainly one of them, and housing is definitely in there as well. What the charter can address is the flow of communication and governance. It cannot address policies, and it cannot address ordinance, and it cannot address fees, but it can address how decisions are made and who's serving on the commission. When I said I was unsure about the powers of the mayor and the manager and also the number of commissioners, it's because I am really coming into this to listen and to learn. What is the structure and function, and how is it benefiting the city, and how is it hindering the city in terms of being able to make good decisions for the city? What are other cities in Montana, maybe outside of Montana, doing that are exceptional, that improves this capability to make good decisions that are going to be able to serve the communities? What do other growth communities, how are they managing this? So I think it's really important that we look at what we can change, not get hung hung up in what we can't change of the charter, what belongs in a charter, what doesn't belong in a charter, make really good decisions about that, and then bring that forward to the public to vote on.
I agree. That was a great way to kick us off, and I am on the same page. I am here to running on this commission to listen. I can tell you all of the problems that I face in this community in my day-to-day life, but this commission is not built around me. This commission is built around the people of Bozeman and what they have to say. So I want to put a big emphasis on listening and taking all the information I can and then building the best plan possible going forward. Any time that I said I was unsure of those questions in the previous round was because I have not dug into it enough in order to give an answer. I am very keen on the idea that I don't want to take a stand on something if I'm not 100% confident in it. The one time I did take a stand was on a hard yes on better pay for commissioners. I think that government oftentimes doesn't attract the best quality talent possible because the private sector can pay so much more. And if we're struggling with the issues that we are struggling with in this town, I think that we need the best people on the job. And that's the reason I gave a yes on that question.
Yeah, just to echo my fellow candidates here, we're not here to make policy, we're here to make recommendations. One recommendation that I would immediately start off with, however, just to start addressing some of the redundancies, would be to take a good, thorough look at the deputy mayor system that we have here in Bozeman. Frankly, we are the only city in Montana that uses this system, and I am every year questioning why we're using it, and I just think that maybe we could address that right off the bat. And again, I'm willing to listen. If people of the community disagree with me, then I'm happy to have that conversation, but there are starting points that I think are really easy, basic steps that are going to solve some issues right off the bat.
The thing that I believe is the most pressing issue in Bozeman and for this commission to consider is the lack of trust people have in the government. The fact that they don't think that the city is listening to them, that the fact that they don't think that decisions are being made with their best interests in mind. And I think that that's something that this commission, through the proper process, can set up. I was the only one who said that I didn't think that the city manager power should be lessened and the mayor should be strengthened. The lean no leads to the fact that the city manager plays an executive role and plays a role to make decisions and the knowledge of government that you want to have that depth. We're getting to be a pretty big, complex city. There's almost 600 city employees. The last budget that they passed was about $100 million or $130 million, I think it was. It might have been more than that if you count the bond issue that was going to come forward. So there's a lot of money at stake here. But I do think it's important to elevate the mayor, to provide the mayor with the ability to set the agenda, to provide the mayor with the ability, the only commissioner, to be the tie-breaking vote, to eliminate the deputy mayor position, make it clear to people who the mayor is. That's really hard when you vote for mayor and then you spend 2 years wondering how come your mayor is not the mayor that you just voted for. So I think that there are changes that need to be done and that this commission can really help do that.
So the single most important issue facing Bozeman is the cost of housing. There's not much that the commission can directly do to address that. It's kind of beyond the scope of its powers. But what we can do is make a more efficient, more democratic structure of city government. So from my conversations with most voters, I get the very strong impression that most people don't actually understand that the mayor does not hold executive authority in the town. For that reason, I was saying that I very strongly support making the mayor more powerful. I think that we can't effectively expect people to effectively engage with local government if they can't understand readily how it works. And for all that local government is the form of government that most commonly affects people's lives, it's also not one you want to spend a ton of time thinking about. The best government is one that you can kind of ignore. Honestly, I think that we need to have a mayor who is capable of having some sort of executive assistant along the lines of a city manager, but it still needs to be the mayor who is ultimately accountable to the voters instead of someone who we appoint who is fundamentally isolated by nature of their high pay from the issues that are affecting most people in this town.
Thank you. Clearly, the most pressing issue in Bozeman is the nature of our growth and the unaffordability of housing. And again, it's not really anything that this commission, the study commission, will be able to directly address. However, it is important to have a government that will listen to the needs of local people, understand their values, and then govern in such a way that those needs and values can be met and answered to, and keep in mind who has the greatest stake in how Bozeman grows, and then manage growth around that. And again, the charter and the form of government is very limited in its ability to address those issues, but it can create a form of government that is representative and is responsive. And that's what I would be working to do on this commission.
I have a prepared answer for this. So pressing issues, definitely affordable housing, in addition to other living expenses, including energy, transportation, and having positive growth changes in policies in the city. Obviously, we can't address that. What we can address is a good government that represents all people in the area. I strongly support the establishment of wards because I think it ensures an adequate representation to different areas where people have different lived experiences in Bozeman. I was unsure if this could require the expansion of the commission, simply because I don't know how many districts it would take to adequately provide that representation. With regards to pay, I don't honestly know exactly the dollar number that they make. I do know that it's a part-time position, while expanding that to a full-time position would obviously require enhanced pay for city commissioners. One thing I love most about Montana is the endearing quality that we have part-time politicians, which means they have to actually hold down other real jobs that connect them to people.
The community that I want to live in, that I tried to raise my children in, that I would like to see my children raise their children in, is a community that's diverse economically and in all other respects. And the only way we're going to get to that point is to solve the housing problem. There are things that the commission can do, that the state can do, and that the federal government inevitably will have to do. How do we get from here to there? One is we create a commission that has people who feel pressure around that issue to make it right. If we have a commission that's elected all from one area of Bozeman and all in one economic strata, we won't get those problems solved. We can solve those problems, however, one, by paying the commissioners enough and requiring them to work a full-time job, but paying them enough that they really have the time to go out and do it. We also need to look at a ward system, which I think would make a big difference, because then you have people from different parts of Bozeman sharing those experiences and working together. But it's that diverse community of all of us that will make us a better city, a better state, a better world.
I believe the priority issues, which I've stated before, are increasing the safety of underrepresented people in our community, to be able to have economic security, which includes housing. It includes where you live, how you live, what kind of income you can create, and are you needing assistance in any kind of social welfare program. And of course, health care. I think without fundamental health care as a human right, we are not able to move forward on these other issues. I also believe we have a couple of ways of going in immediate opportunity with the study commission. I think we need an evaluation of the city policies, programs, and budgets for fairness, equity, and accountability. That is not happening in a regular basis, and it needs to be a part of how we can think about what this study commission can accomplish. And I think we've got to look at communications from the city, by the city, and more in terms of how trusted, timely, and targeted that they reach the variety of people. Many communities use promotoras or trusted messengers to reach different communities and constituencies. If we also don't have a goal to see at the end of this process, we will not know if we have gotten there. And I think that will allow the process for us to study. I did not want to look at wards per se, because I don't think we have a way to measure representation. Thank you.
So obviously the most pressing issue facing Bozeman is housing. I think that this is the right crowd to say that. Unfettered growth in general and transportation are all huge issues. So the study commission doesn't directly deal with those issues. It deals with the structure of the government that is set up to deal with those. So I think the charter, what we should consider is that it's effectively malleable for population growth that's going to happen over the next 10, 20 years, whenever the next time we review this. I also think that, so I should say also that if I had concrete ideas about what the charter should be, I don't think you should be considering me as a candidate. I do have preconceived ideas to some degree, but I'm also very open to those ideas being formed through the public participation process of the study commission, which I think is the most important part. Do I think that, I think public participation and having city commissioners that are able to interact with as many of their constituency as possible is probably ideal. So I think that leads to wards being favorable. And I think having the ability to increase the number of wards with population growth might be a good idea. And I also think that commissioners and the mayor being full-time would also help lend itself to interacting more with the constituency. Being able to go down to your local council member's office to pop in for coffee and actually describe what you think needs to happen, I think would be really powerful. So those are, I think, what we can do. Thanks.
Fantastic. Clearly, yes, round of applause. Clearly, our time boundaries have been effective, and you all have been efficient. And so I will give you all one extra minute with your closing statement to finish off anything you didn't get to say. So you have 3 minutes to answer the question, why should poor and working class tenants vote for you to represent us on the study commission?
Well, number one, I consider myself a poor and working class tenant. I think I'd fit it almost perfectly. A lot of my income goes towards my rent. And if that, that basically answers the question right off the bat. So besides that, for my closing statement, one, I want to thank everyone for coming here tonight. This was great. I think more of these events need to happen. As Carson said earlier, there's only been two. One was Friday and the other was today, and I don't see any more on the calendar. So I'm really happy that everyone came out and listened. Besides that, I think that I represent a population that doesn't usually go out and vote, or maybe doesn't usually, take time out of their night to go to a city commission meeting and, stand up and speak their mind. So I think that hopefully with me getting elected onto this commission, I can get more of those people out and convince them that, your voice can be heard and younger people can actually make a difference in government. I don't think that's a narrative that's been pressed very hard historically ever. And I would like to be one of the first people to maybe change that. Other than that, again, thanks to everyone for coming out. And I'm Wiley Phillips. I appreciate your vote.
Yeah, I'm one of you. I'm one of those poor working class tenant guys. I really do think that, speaking to what Carson was saying earlier, this commission is going to benefit from having a very diverse range of life experiences and lived experiences in general. And I think my unique perspective as an educator and as a former manager and as an organizer really lends itself to making sure that we can make this study commission work, make sure that we can actually make some changes that are going to benefit the people of Bozeman, to make sure that we're not just going to be wasting our time. If there's one thing I don't like to do, it is waste time. So I just think you guys need to vote for me because I'm going to be here working hard the entire time, making sure that we're having those conversations that we need to have with the entire city, not just listening to the people that show up at City Hall. Outreach and communication, it's going to be key, and it's going to be me.
How can you come off a rhyme and like recover after that? I think the number one thing I bring to the table is having been on the inside and having seen good ideas die before they got to the commission, and having seen good ideas not go anywhere, and having seen good ideas get killed by people who are in a different, who have the power in this town. One idea that when I was a staff member that we were pushing was paid parking. There are going to be some people who instantly get their back up about paid parking. But one of the solutions we had was to use some of the revenue to pay for employee permits downtown. Anybody who worked downtown could have gotten a permit at no cost to themselves. The commission decided not to go forward with paid parking for a host of their own reasons that they considered. But I was thinking about policy and how it would affect everybody, not just the wealthy, not just one set of constituencies, but thinking of how it works across the board. I've seen the power dynamic between the city commission and the city manager play out. I've seen the power dynamic between the city manager and staff play out in real time in meetings. And so I know what that looks like. And I know how it feels when you're a staff member with great ideas and they aren't able to go anywhere. The next thing is thinking about the future. I want to be here, like I said, for the next 50 years. I want to raise my kids here. I want to be able to stay in this community. And thinking forward looking and thinking about the future, I think, is really important for this commission. It's really important to come up and craft a system that works. And so that in 10 years, the voters may very well choose to rethink it again. But hopefully it's from a place of, hey, there are small tweaks that we can make, and not we need to overhaul this system. And so thinking and looking forward in that aspect. The final piece is not being afraid. Not being afraid to propose ideas. Not being afraid to say what we need to say. Not being afraid to do the things that we need to do. And a lot of that's going to come from feedback from the community, from forums like this, from using that budget to get out and talk to people. And then doing it. Not being afraid to do it. Thank you very much. And I hope I've earned your vote.
So, as I stated earlier, the majority of people I have talked to while thinking and preparing to run for this position don't really have a great idea of what the mayor in Bozeman does. And I don't think that we can expect the citizens of the town to exercise effective oversight if they don't understand what the government they are overseeing actually does. For that reason, I declared my support for having a mayor who's actually exercising executive authority. I ultimately believe that anyone who claims such authority still needs to be directly accountable to the voters of the people they're governing. Beyond that, I am still very much a working class person. I'm still a renter. I have spent many years of my life where I'm, living paycheck to paycheck with probably less than $100 to spare at the end of the month. And one thing I want to quick address, I stated earlier, I kind of pride myself on being able to analyze some systems. Something that I have been troubled by is the lack of living wage for our city commissioners. Something that I think bears thinking about is if you are someone who is working three jobs just to make ends meet here, you don't have time to serve on the city commission. If you're serving on the city commission, you probably aren't able to work a job that pays enough to make the ends make ends meet in other ways. So I think that if we're going to have a government that needs full-time work, then we need to pay them a full-time wage. For any questions people might have, I'm going to be sticking around here for a little bit, but otherwise, I also have a campaign email, pollockforbozeman with the number 4 at gmail.com, pollockforbozeman at gmail.com. And yeah, that's about all I have, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. I feel like I can earn your vote because I've been there, as I described earlier. I've been there. I've known what it's like to be nearly homeless and a renter. I also know, after the years passed and I came to the position of being a landlord, as noted on my introduction here, that, believe it or not, landlords have a really hard time giving people affordable housing. We're stuck with mortgage rates. We're stuck with city and county taxes. We're stuck with utilities. And we have to recoup the expenses of providing housing, and it is really frustrating. I can barely give my grandchildren housing, because I have to have the rent that it takes to cover the costs. So I feel like I can give you experience on both ends. And I'm looking as a person to study city government, to be on a study commission without bias, without preconceived notions, but to look at ways that the city government can be formed and structured to answer all of our needs and to represent all people in Bozeman. So I would hope to be able to earn your vote, and I'm totally accessible. I, too, have an email. It's Campbell, citystudy@gmail.com. And I would be happy to interact with any of you, and I would certainly be happy to represent you, and I'd appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Let's see, why should poor and working class tenants vote for me? Well, I grew up poor and in a working class family. It took me a lot of work to crawl out of that. And I want to see people be successful. And if that includes paying them higher wages and attempting to make housing more accessible to them through changing government structure that can ease that burden, that's what my main goal would be. I know that, my husband and I and my child would still be living with my parents if we didn't have the knowledge from both of our parents to know how to actually help build a house, because we couldn't afford to pay contractors in the area. So I consider myself lucky in that respect, but I know that that knowledge isn't vast and wide for people. So making it accessible in other ways is very reasonable.
So my family was not a working class family. My family was not poor. But I was raised in a community where there were people from all different walks of life. My best friend Teddy Alsop's father was a union organizer at Daval Rubber in Providence, Rhode Island. Howard Ballou, his father was a foreman at Daval Rubber, trying to fire, and he succeeded upon occasion, and then Teddy Alsop's father got sent back to work. For whatever reason, my life has been devoted to helping working class people, underrepresented people. My law firm, when I was in law practice, was a union side labor firm, and we did a lot of EEOC cases, Title VII cases, to prevent discrimination in employment. When I moved to Bozeman, I became a mediator and a facilitator to try and help people come together in whatever way they could for the common good. And what I see this commission doing is trying to set a groundwork where the procedures and structures of city government work for the benefit of all. And the decisions that are made by a commission that's not devoted to one part of the economic sector or another, but that's devoted to the concept of common good. And this may be a little melodramatic, but I thought when I was growing up that I would leave the world in a better place than it was when I entered it. And right at this moment in time, I'm beginning to wonder if that's true. It is motivation to live on and on, because I think we can get there. But we can only get there if we all come together and say, what can we do to build the community that helps all of us, that supports all of us to be better people, and gives everybody an opportunity to be better. My view of the perfect world is not the world where everybody has the opportunity. It's where everybody exercises their opportunity. Now, I know we're a long way from that. And I know that we can't build the perfect procedure and the perfect commission right now. But we need to think of what's perfect and how are we going to get there and start moving in that direction now. Because right now, we're not moving in that direction. So I ask you for your vote. And I tell you that I will be committed to helping change the city commission's rules and procedures to the benefit of everybody.
I think as well we are living in momentous times, that this is an opportunity at the most basic ground level of our democracy, and why our state constitution also has to be defended in the same way that this study commission can be used to defend our democracy and to make sure everyone has a place at the table. One of my favorite statements is, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And we don't need that. We must have everyone at the table, and we can create a process to make this happen. Carson and I may be your elders. I'm not sure. We might be in this group. But we've been around. We've seen a lot. And we really do hope we can create something that would, from my standpoint, from my lived experience, to be able to end the violence of poverty and the violence of discrimination that is manifested in housing, it is manifested in healthcare, and it is manifested in not being able to live freely and safely in our community. And we have criminalized poverty, and we have criminalized groups of people that never will have a break if we cannot find justice and fairness in all of the decisions that are being made. I would ask for your vote. I would work hard. I hope I've been working hard to earn that vote in creating structures in our city government to address economic security, health care, and the safety of all in our community. That is what I know about public policy. We've passed ordinances, we've passed resolutions, but now we get the whole cigar. We get the whole shebang with an opportunity of a commission. I come in open-minded. I am not interested in having a set system of mayor, commissioners, etc. I am interested in listening, learning, and finding, again, common ground through consensus, through listening, and hearing all of the people. I also want to say how much I respect the Bozeman Tenants United. You have been on my mind. I contribute and do whatever I can to make this the strongest possible organization. And I will end again by asking for your support. Talk to your friends and neighbors, write a letter, and house the people. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen, for not including me in the elder group, although I have to admit I'm right knocking on your heels. I was born and raised in rural North Dakota, north central North Dakota. My mom was a learning disabilities teacher on an Indian reservation where I went to school for the first 6 years of my life. And my dad was a laborer in the oil industry. I come from working class people. My first job was building fences on a cattle ranch. And my second job was washing dishes at the local bowling alley. I've lived in places as diverse as the west side of Chicago to San Diego, Minneapolis, Madison, Wisconsin, Corvallis, Oregon, Austin, Texas. I've lived in some cool places. I've seen a lot. And I've seen good government and I've seen bad. And I firmly believe that governments are here to serve us when markets fail us. Imperfect markets are much more prevalent than capitalist cheerleaders would have us believe. And I want to be a champion and a voice that can articulate, express these market failings and show what good government can help society do and what good policy can help society do. And I think setting up the government structure is really important towards that goal so that it can effectively respond to all of the stakeholders. And I think that's the best way we can lift up our community and try to make government work for us, is to make sure that we have a process where we have included everyone, we have all of the stakeholders that feel like they've been heard, and we have legitimacy to the government structure that we come up with. So that is why I'm asking for your vote. I think I would be good for this position. So thank you very much.
Last but not least, why should poor... tenants vote for me. When I moved here, I was working for a nonprofit. I've worked for a nonprofit my whole life, and I had my two boys, and I found a place to rent by hook and crook that I could afford. And my son says, Mom, you work so hard. Why don't we have more money? And I said, I don't know. All I know is that for some reason I was born to try to save the world. And I can get super passionate and annoying about that. But that's my life. That's my life work, and I'm continuing to do that. I work at MSU and teach freshman leadership. And I get to listen to not only them, but also our five children talk about how hard it is to take your student loans and your wages and be able to manage. And I think all these voices are really important as we look at the study commission. When we look at the study commission, I am somebody who knows how to listen and be engaged and to hear. And I keep thinking about Michael and the employees that work for the city as well and how information gets uphill and to make sure that those systems are set up. That's all in the charter. That's all in the bylaws. When I got onto the board for Bozeman Health, that was one of the things we looked at. That's all written in there. And so if we want to make sure that we've got information flow going up and down, we need to be able to read the charter and look at it very carefully and make sure that those systems are put in there, not just for the people who are serving today, but the folks who are going to be here 50 years from now. I'm not. I'm 58. But I love hearing you say you're going to be here for 50 years. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not. Anyways, I spent my life looking at governance and government and policies. I think I have some things that I can add to the table to see if we can really make sure that we've got the best governance for our city and so that we can make decisions that are going to make sense. And if that is something that you're looking for, I'd be happy to serve in that way.
Fantastic. Let's get a large round of applause for our candidates. I'm going to pass the mic off to M for our closing statement.
Damn, y'all were efficient. We made time for people to, you know, go right up to the buzzer, take some time in between, but you guys followed one of our principles that we talk about, which is that we take our time and our organizing incredibly seriously. My name is Emily. I'm the organizing director with Bozeman Tenants United. I've spent 4 years knocking, frankly, a ton of doors in Bozeman. The doors of tenants, the doors of homeowners, of landlords, of our unhoused neighbors. And one thing that has become very clear time and time again is that in the mainstream political culture that we live in, the voices of poor and working class people are chronically undervalued. Are undervalued in the way politics are structured and in the way that like folks advise each other. Like, don't waste your time there. And this was actually something that many of the candidates tonight brought up. So I want to thank the candidates and thank all of you who showed up tonight for actually putting into action what it means to recenter the voices of poor and working class people in city and in the city to say that this doesn't work without us. You require our votes and we make the city run. And actually the way politics needs to work needs to consider that very deeply. So thank you for coming out tonight. I also want to say that it took an army of people to make this possible. So many of you and the responses that you gave about how we incorporate people into the process of creating the next city charter needs to actually meet people where they're at. It takes a lot of work to incorporate the voices of people who can't always come out on a Tuesday night to give public comment at a city commission meeting or at forums like these. People in the membership of Bozeman Tenants United worked incredibly hard to ensure that people got rides here tonight, to ensure that moms and parents with kids could drop their kids off and also be able to participate in this, that we had recordings and people taking notes so that folks who can't be here tonight get to hear the answers that you all really thoughtfully crafted. Shortly after tonight, There's a crew of people who are going to be working with the membership of Bozeman Tenants United to put out an endorsement for up to 5 candidates. I can already tell it's going to be a lot of deliberation and a lot of hard work. We're going to be rolling back the tape, and we're probably going to be reaching back out to y'all to clarify some questions. The membership voted on an endorsement criteria that we're going to be using. For the rest of our time tonight, I want to invite all of you who have the pleasure of being in this room tonight to break the barrier of the table and the microphones and actually take these folks seriously on their word that they want to listen to you and talk to them and tell them some of the things that you want to see in the city charter. And I just want to close this on a final round of applause for everybody who made this happen and the candidates as well. Thank you.
That was a forum for the candidates for the City of Bozeman's Local Government Study Commission. The event was organized and conducted by Bozeman Tenants United, and it was held on September 16th, 2024 at Pilgrim United Congregational Church in Bozeman.